This is the closed eye experiment. We're going to explore our true identity without the use of vision. First of all, with eyes open, be aware that you're looking at things from your single eye. Things there, emptiness here. And yet, there's no boundary between things and the emptiness. Now close your eyes. What changes? Your view out has changed. You can no longer see your body or the world. Has your view in changed? Mine hasn't. I'm still empty. I'm now empty for a darkness filled with specks of light and afterimages. I find no boundary to this darkness. It merges into and is surrounded by nothing at all. It's floating in the boundless emptiness of my true self. Be aware of any sounds you can hear, including my voice. Where are these sounds happening? I find them happening in silence. Are you distant from any of these sounds? How can you be distant if you're not a thing, if you're the silence in which these sounds are happening? Doesn't this silence merge with and become each and every sound? Listen to the sound of these wind chimes arising within the silence. Those sounds appeared, now they've disappeared. Sounds come and go. You cannot prevent any sound from fading away. But the silence of your true self never fades. It's always present. Be aware of your body sensations. On present evidence, how big are you? What shape are you? Are you inside these sensations, or are they inside you? I find my sensations are inside boundless emptiness. Attend to the sensation of your right foot. On present evidence, what shape and colour is it? Without relying on memory, does it have a shape or colour? How big is it? Now remember the image of your foot. Is the sensation inside that image? I find the sensation and the image are different things. At the same time, both the sensation and the image are in emptiness, in consciousness. Attend to your breathing. Where is that sensation happening? I feel the rhythm of my breath in unchanging emptiness. Be aware of all your body sensations. I find no boundary to mine. In every direction, sensations merge into boundless consciousness. Be aware of your thoughts. Where are they? Think of the name of a planet. Where does that thought appear? Does it happen inside your head or in your no head, in the aware emptiness? Where do thoughts come from? Think of the name of a country. I find a thought popping up out of nowhere, then dissolving. This emptiness is the fertile no mind from which mind comes and into which mind returns. How do you create thoughts and images? Imagine a yellow circle. How do you make that image appear? I've no idea how I do it. As if by magic it forms out of nowhere, then dissolves again. The effortless creativity and skill of your true self are astonishing. What about feelings? Think of a friend. Their face appears in the emptiness. Be aware of how you feel towards them. Where are your feelings? Are they inside anything? Don't feelings appear and disappear in the emptiness? What can you say for certain about yourself now? Can you be sure of your age, your name, your gender, your personality? I can't. How can I be certain my memory is reliable? How do I know I'm not dreaming all of this, only to wake up tomorrow something completely different? And yet, there is one thing I can be totally sure about. It's the most essential, most basic thing about myself. It's not what I am, it's that I am. My own being, this pure consciousness in which everything is happening, this is self-evidently real. I cannot, of course, prove the reality of my true self to others. This awake emptiness is a hidden, private thing. But it's not hidden from oneself. Once you become aware of it, it's the most obvious thing in the world, and the most real. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes. Notice what changes and what stays the same. Open your eyes. I find the colours and shapes of the room reappear in this emptiness. There's change there, but no change here. Here I remain empty. Empty for whatever is now happening. With eyes open, continue being aware that all the sounds you hear are in your silence. All your body sensations are in this bodiless awareness. All your thoughts and feelings are in this no mind. You are the unchanging capacity in which all these different things are happening.